Hello and welcome to the Sci-Fried Eggs. I'm Doc, and I am sitting in here, our special guest host, Mickey, and even more of a special guest, I have Aaron Douglas sitting here with us. How you doing today?
I am grand. My eyes are bright. My tail is bushy. I'm looking forward to wrapping this con up and getting back to the bar.
Oh, there you go. And after my own heart. Now, you have been in quite a few different things.
Literally everything. I've literally been in everything.
Yeah, people know you probably best as Galen from Battlestar Galactica.
Chief.
Exactly. Chief. There you go. Exactly.
Chief's easier than Galen.
Yeah. It really is.
So tell us about what's some of the other things that people may know you from done.
I think I'm up to 80 some movies and TV shows right now. Ooh. So the list is a little exhaustive. But yeah, Battlestar Galactica would be the number one thing. I did a show called The Bridge, which was a police show for one season that was my show, which was actually quite cool. We were supposed to do more, but that just kind of went away. But that's mostly in Canada. People would know that. But I've done Stargate. Smallville. I did a show called Hemlock Grove for Netflix a couple years ago.
Yeah, okay.
Which was a full year of that thing. And I did season 3 of The Killing.
Mm-hmm.
Done a whole bunch of all kinds of movies and stuff like that. So, it's kind of all over the map. You know, actor horror.
Okay. Now, let me ask you about Hemlock Grove, because that was a Netflix original series that they did. How was working with Netflix different than, say, working with a TV company or one of the larger companies? Or was it kind of the same process?
It's the exact same thing. Netflix is the network. Gaumont Television is the studio. They have a bunch of writers, producers, and directors, and we're a bunch of actors. It just
lands
on Netflix instead of landing on Fox.
Okay, all right, well, cool. So you have a love of hockey?
Yes, indeed, I do.
and you—it says that you have been on skates since you were 2 years old.
So I was 2 years old.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh,
chubby
man.
Little kid falling on my bottom.
And you still play hockey today, right? Is it?
I do. I haven't been on the ice since last August. Last time I played, I tore my labrum in my right shoulder. So I'm it sounds sexy, but it's really not. So I've been on the shelf. I've been on the IR with hurt feelings for 6 to 8 months. But I hope to get back. I get back home tomorrow night, and I'm going to try and get on the ice within the next week or two, and I need to lose about 40 pounds before I really try and play. But I can certainly go out and goof off.
So you just play for funsies right now?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever played for a professional team?
No, I played I was pretty good when I was a kid into my teens and 20s, and then I went away from it for a bit, and then I came back in my 30s just sort of like beer league hockey. But since then, it's just been, now I play with a bunch of old dudes, old dudes that are gooning a beer on the bench and crushing some pizza at the end of the game. And that's what we do. Yeah.
And then you're also a really, really big fan of like Will Wheaton and his...
Freck you, Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
yes, I am a big fan of Will Wheaton. He's a big fan of mine, so it's a mutual admiration society. He's
wonderful.
Okay, there you
nicest
go, yeah.
man in the world. I love that guy.
Well, good. Now, what would you consider your favorite role so far that you've done?
Oh, Chief, by far.
Battlestar Galactica.
I mean, it's mate. Yeah.
Okay.
It's 5 years long. It bought me a house. I mean, come on. You know,
I'm kind of obligated to love it at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes me around the world. I get to go to places that I normally wouldn't go, and on somebody else's dime, and meet wonderful people, and sit down on fabulous podcasts with people in Ghostbusters costumes, and there's highlights of every weekend, and this is certainly one.
Okay, well, thank you. Now, when you were growing up, what did you want? Did you want to be an actor, or did you have other dreams and aspirations?
My mom tells me that when I was a really little kid, I wanted to be an actor, but I always thought that I wanted to be a lawyer. And so growing up, but what I realize now is looking back is I saw that movie and Justice for All with Al Pacino, and I thought that's what lawyers do. They get up and they scream in court and they throw things around. And it's like, no, I want to be a lawyer on TV. I think that's what I ultimately realized. One of my best friends in the world is an entertainment lawyer, and he just sits at his desk and clacks on the computer all day long. And man, I would throw myself off a bridge if that was my gig.
Now, what was the last job that you had before you made it into acting, like a regular job?
Oh, I was a waiter.
Okay.
Like every other actor.
Yeah.
Popular answer. Yeah.
What do you do for a living? Oh, I'm an actor. Oh, yeah. What restaurant?
Yeah.
That's usually what we do. Yeah. I was after high school, I did, I was a floor layer for 4 or 5 years, and then I worked for a sports nutrition company. And after that, I quit my job and went, got a student loan and started working in a restaurant. And that was, I was 28 or 29. And at the end of that schooling, I kept working in the restaurant for a few more years and just started booking gigs. So it's I've been very fortunate, very blessed.
Okay. Yeah, and if I remember correctly, you actually kind of started getting roles because you were, like you said, lines.
I was a reader. I was a reader in casting sessions. Yeah.
Yeah.
And invariably, they would get to the end of the casting session and the director would look over and go, can you just play the cop? You're better than anybody that came in and read for it. I'd say, sure, yeah. I'd look at the casting directors. They go, yeah.
Take that job.
Yeah, I will take that job. Sure, absolutely. So that's, I mean, that's how I got X-Men 2 and Catwoman. And like, I did $500 million films in 2003.
Ooh.
And I didn't audition for any of them. It was because I was the reader in the casting session.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I was, in one weekend, the top two movies at the box office, I was the only actor in both of them. X-Men 2 and... The Lizzie McGuire story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was the guy standing behind the guy standing behind the guy saying nothing, but I was in both of those films.
Well, there you go. Now, who have been some of your favorite actors to work with?
John Candy. Oh, no. I thought you were going to say just favorite actors.
we can go into that, too.
John Candy's my hero, my absolute hero. I never met the man, but when I work particularly in Toronto and I get on a new show, I just have to ask all the people over 40, anybody ever work with John? And they say, yeah, okay, your job is tell me a story every single day. And he was just an amazing guy. Favorite actors to work with? Wow. You know what? I haven't had really too many bad experiences. I've had a couple, but for the most part, Joel De La Fuente from Hemlock Grove and I have become really, really close friends, and he's just an amazing guy and a phenomenal actor. I had great experience with Will Smith, the nicest man you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, was hysterical on set when we did Walking Tall. A lot of these are like they were the megastar of the movie, and I was the guy with just a couple of lines. But seeing how they work and what they do, Hugh Jackman.
Nicest man.
We sat for 3 hours talking about raising children. His child at the time was 18 months, and my son at that time was, I think, about 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. And he was asking parenting advice from me.
Aww,
I'm like, I'm sitting with Wolverine talking about raising children. There's something really awesome / weird about this thing. I've had some really good experiences. You go through the resume, and I can pick somebody out of every show. And go, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
You mentioned John Candy. Who were some of your other influences as far as acting?
I love John Candy. I love Robin Williams. Mm-hmm. I love the guys that can make you laugh and make you cry.
Yeah, yeah.
I grew up on Benny Hill and Monty Python and a lot of the British shows.
Mm-hmm.
SCTV is huge to me. So all of those guys from SCTV, Bob and Doug McKenzie. Strange Brew is still one of my Desert Island films. Yeah.
Oh. Well, since you mentioned it, that's one of the things you'd take if you went to a desert island. What's something else? If I gave you 5 things to take to a desert...
Five different items.
One's going to be Strange Brew, so you got 4 more.
Strange Brew, I would take it and with a device to watch it on.
Right, yeah. Well, it comes with a device.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
I would take a still.
Fair enough.
So I can procure myself
there
a beverage.
You go. Yeah. I like that you thought through enough to say, I'm not going to take beer or look, I'm going to take a still. I'm going to make this.
I'm going to make whatever I goddamn want. Yeah. I would take Vera Farmiga, probably, just, you know, because you need something to sleep on.
Right.
Absolutely.
There you go.
What else would I take? Probably like, I mean, if you're going to be sort of serious about it, you can take like a doctor's desk reference. Something
okay like so a book,
like a book. Of like
okay, yeah,
if I get bit by this, what do I do?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And one left.
One left. A huge box of condoms just in case.
You never know. Always be safe.
Oh,
just
yes.
in case.
All of the mermaids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I can blow them up, tie them together, and raft away. You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, this is a thinking man here.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, fantastic. Well, where can people get in touch with you? Where can they find out about your projects, Facebook, Twitter, social media?
Twitter, I run my own Twitter, and I am at the Aaron Douglas, the okay. Aaron Douglas. And there's at AD_fans is a fan group run by a friend of mine named Michelle, and she's in Melbourne, Australia. Oh. And she has AaronDouglasFans.com, I think is what it is. And she updates, she knows what's going on with me more than I know what's going on with me. But I have, at the end of the month on Lifetime, there's a movie called The Mentor that I did. And I did an episode of The Strain, which starts in the summer, which is going to be awesome. I did an episode of Falling Skies in this next season,
wow.
which comes out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a movie for sci-fi called Zodiac that I did with Joel Gretsch and Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, wow.
1.21 okay. gigawatts. and so that comes out, I believe, in the fall. And I finished a movie. I did, for the last 4 years, I've been doing a movie for Ubisoft called Watch Dogs, which comes out May 27-ish or something. And it's going to be the biggest game to
yeah.
come in a long
oh, okay,
time.
Yeah.
So,
and you said
yeah.
Ubisoft. I was like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, it's going to be a very cool game, and my character is very cool.
Oh, awesome.
He's
well,
super badass.
We will look forward to all of that. Well, Aaron Douglas, thank you for joining us on the Sci-Fried Eggs.
Thank you for having me.
All right, you guys stay tuned. We'll be back with more from XCon at Myrtle Beach.